Hello there, and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today from Anglo Asian Mining is CEO Reza Vaziri. Reza, it's good to meet you. How are you?
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Reza, today the company has put out its 2021 operations and production review. Could you just give us a brief overview of Anglo Asian performance in 2021?
Sure. In order to highlight our activities in 2021, I have to say, first of all, our production was within the guidance that we put to the market. Also, we continue to generate cash, and our free cash, again, was within our guideline, which is about $10 to $15 million. We continue to focus on providing shareholder return in form of dividend, which we did. We paid 9 cents per ordinary share, about 7 pence, total $11 million. And it has been a very eventful year for Anglo Asian Mining in a sense that we got a new agreement with the government of Azerbaijan to acquire 3 new additional property in the country of Azerbaijan. Also, we have finished exploration work on the Zafar prospect. Very soon, we're gonna put the resource estimate, and also, hopefully, we're gonna put it in the production next year. These were in short, was the highlight of our activities in 2021, despite very difficult days that we had because of this pandemic, COVID-19. But despite that, we didn't have interruption. We constantly worked and produced within our guidance without any interruption in Gedabek area.
Just to pick up on what you said in terms of those major transactions, can you give us some more specific and talk more about some of those changes in your portfolio in Azerbaijan and those new contract areas?
After negotiating with the government of Azerbaijan, government of Azerbaijan agreed to give us 3 additional property, which mostly are gold and copper, mostly copper, which is fantastic these days. It's called Garada, Kharkhar, and Demirli. These 3 properties are in addition of the properties that we got after the liberation of the, after Azerbaijan restored its territorial integrity. And after the hostility ceased, then they gave us all the property we had under the occupation of Armenia back, which was 2 property, Kızıl Bulak and Vejneli. So these were basically the best event that happened to us in order to increase our asset base, our resource base, and it's give us lots of opportunity in the future to produce more copper and gold from those properties that we just received from the government of Azerbaijan. We have finalized the agreement. Now we are waiting for ratification by the parliament. Probably, you know, Azerbaijan has to, the parliament of Azerbaijan has to approve this kind of agreement, production sharing agreement, in order to make it the law of the land and proceeds all the existing and future law. And so far we had a fantastic experience with the production sharing agreement that we had with the government of Azerbaijan.
Yeah, you mentioned Vejneli. You did process the first ore from there in December of last year. So what are your plans next for that deposit?
Vejneli is one of those properties that came back from the occupation to us. I personally visit the Vejneli area in December, about a month ago. Looks like a fantastic property with high grade ore underground. All the facilities for processing exist there. Of course, it needs a bit of repair and modification. But in order to understand the nature of the ore in Vejneli, we transport 11,000 tons of stockpile that they have there to our processing plant in Gedabek to analyze and see what's the nature of that ore. I'm happy to report that recovery was 95%, over 95%, and the grade average was over for Grand Pertuis, which was fantastic. Right now, our team is working in Vejnali to assess the potential, assess the damage has been done to the processing plant. And we are very hopeful to very soon put Vejnali in production. If not in first half of this year, definitely in the next 6 months, next half of the 2022, Vejnali will be in production. And we are very hopeful because it has a very good ore with the high grade.
Excellent. We'll look forward to following up on that. I also want to bring up the firm's investment in Libero Copper and Gold. Could you just briefly talk about what led you to make this first move outside of Azerbaijan?
It was a long time. We were looking for different opportunities around the world because we always believe diversification more protects the interests of the company and its shareholder. Therefore, we were looking for the opportunity around the world. We looked in few countries, neighboring countries, Arab countries, even one in Europe, in Ireland. But among them, Libero represents itself better than any of those properties that we had seen before. And we know the people, they are working there. We know their capability. Based on all those facts, we decided to invest in Libero. We believe in the future of that company. Libero has fantastic assets in Canada, in Colombia, and in Argentina, which all of those countries are very business and mining friendly countries. Libero is a Canadian company, also give us the exposure in Canadian market. Maybe in the future, more opportunity represents itself after we expose ourselves in the Canadian market. This was basically the reason we decided to make the investment. We already did. We purchased 9.9% already, and we are waiting for the approval of the Toronto Stock Exchange in order to wire the second chunk of the money and increase our shareholding to 19.9%.
So besides the investment, what else do you think Anglo-Asian can bring to that project?
First of all, I would like to let you know that we're going to have one board member, and also we're going to have one representative in a technical committee that they have. Every single decision they make for exploration and production has to be decided in that committee that we have also a representative there. We are, as I said, we are very hopeful about Macau project. And one of the reasons they raised this money with our invest, which we invest in it, was the main purpose was expand the exploration in Macau. We are very hopeful that in very near future, maybe in next few months, we get some result from Macau property. And I'm very hopeful that it's going to be all good results.
Excellent. So besides this, what else should investors be paying attention to this year in 2022?
2022, first of all, we're going to put Zafar resource estimate to the market that they understand what we have. Also, we're going to put our development plan for Zafar very soon. We are very hopeful to put Zafar in production in next year. Immediately after the ratification, we're going to start exploration work on the new property that we got, Garada Harhar, and we're going to put the program together for exploration, and obviously we're going to let the market know about it. And we're going to wait to see the result of Libero's exploration work on Macau. So these are the basic, our hope for 2022.
Big year ahead for you. Reza, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so very much and nice meeting you.